From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's the Steve and Roy podcast for November 9th, 2024. We have an abbreviated podcast today. Got so much to do today. We're going to the Texas Tech versus Colorado game. There is no way I'm going to be able to do 2 hours podcasting today, tomorrow. We're greeting at church, so we got to be there early. We have lunch with family. The only time I'd have to do the podcast is tomorrow afternoon. And we do try to rest on the Sabbath. I'm laughing but not laughing.
Funny but not funny, David.
I know. It's great to be with you here on the Steve and Roy podcast. Let me give a shout out, a thank you to Dish Nut Pat for broadcasting the show and all the Dish Nuts, putting the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. And thank you to everyone who makes the Gainbird server possible, without which there would be no Steve and Roy podcast. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. And then I got some good music queued up for you. Not a lot today, but we shall in only a 1 hour podcast today. I don't know why the computer's still messing up, but it is. I turn this up. Turn that up. Okay, good. Turn it back down. Good for a minute. One of these days, I'm going to have to actually fix that. What are you going to do? So let's do the rumble. Take another drink of coffee. Yes, I'm pretty unprepared today. I admit it. So let's go to the Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio. Join me there at Stephen Roy Radio. Here we go. Video. Don't know why you reset. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble. This is the Rumble for November 9th, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm not going to freak out today. I'm not going to be all violent, man. I'm not going to go off on Cackling Cammy or Bribin or any of these other leftists that are evil and trying to kill us all. You don't think they would? Yes, they would. There still is going to be riots in the streets, I promise you. It's probably going to be orchestrated on 1-6. What do you bet? Or January 20th, who knows? But there'll be orchestrated violence by Black Liberals Matter and Antifa. Because that's what they do. Just like the KKK was the militant arm, was the brown shirts of the Democrats, now it's Black Liberals Matter and Antifa. And make no mistake about it, Christopher Rain Man in the FBI, I was doing that for AI. Believe me, Christopher Rain Man is a criminal, okay? Attorney General Elephant Man is a criminal. There is one reason, there are several reasons, but one of the main reasons that they really wanted to keep the Slide House was to maintain power and not go to the pokey, right? So, okay, maintain power, keep the cash train flowing, not go to prison. Believe me, pedos on the Diddy and Epstein list are going to go to prison. They didn't go to prison before. They should have gone to prison during President Trump's first term. But you know what he learned? He learned from that experience not to trust establishment hacks like Blimpy Barr, you know, like Johnny Smelty. Yeah, Johnny Smelly. He trusted him, and he shouldn't have. But now he knows. Every single rhino that came out against President Trump, including George W. Bush, including Dick Cheney, including the lizard, they're all rhino traitors. That's what they are. The lizard will perpetually be bitter because she lost by like 40 points. How do you lose an election by 40%? Because you suck. That's why you lost. I was talking to a leftist colleague the other day after this election, and he conceded before Cammy did. And but the fight's not over yet. That's what Cammy said. Mm-hmm. Your fight's over. Your political career is over. No one's going to give you a bag of chips. No one's going to give you a bag of crisps for my friends in the UK and Australia. No one's going to give you a bag of chips. They're not. No, they're not going to give you French fries either. They're not. They're not. If you pay tens of thousands of dollars to hear Cammy's word salad, you're an idiot. And, I mean, you know she's $20 million in debt, or her campaign, I guess, is $20 million in debt. How does that happen? Can someone explain that to me? You spent over $1 billion on this campaign, which to me is nothing but a waste, and yet you're in debt $20 million. Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. Cammy paid Beyonce $10 million to appear at her rally. Can you imagine that? She didn't even perform. So people show up thinking they're going to see a Beyonce concert, and she talked for 2 minutes. That's a pretty good deal. Talk for 2 minutes with my wig on, and what, even a good one, for $2 million. You see this? See this, Beyonce? This is called bald. I'm bald. You don't see me wearing a toupe. Hey, I don't care that Wiggy O wears a wig. I don't care. I don't care that in her last appearance, she had it pulled too far back and so her wig started like right here. She didn't have a forehead. She had a 5 head. Hell, she had a 10 head. Look, don't care that you wear wigs. What did I say before on the show? Wendy Williams wore wigs and she was proud of it. I can't remember what she used to call herself, a wiggy girl, something like that. But she was proud of it. God bless her. Dolly Parton wears wigs. She's never hidden the fact that she wears wigs. She looked, and they look great. Looks pretty damn good for 75 years old. Now, I thought, you know, it was kind of weird that she had short shorts on for the Cowboys game, but okay. I mean, she didn't look, it's not that it didn't look tasteful. I just thought it was a little inappropriate. If you're 75 years old, don't try to look like a Cowboys cheerleader. Just don't. If you haven't seen that special on Netflix, the newer special about the Cowboys cheerleaders, you should. It will change your perspective on how difficult it is to become a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And I'm a Chiefs fan. I follow the Cowboys. I'll watch a game, but I don't watch it religiously. I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And that's why we went to the Monday Night Football game, not the last one, against Tampa Bay, which was a great game. The one before, when they played the Saints, which was also a good game. Now, the Saints' record is bad, but I'm telling you, they were in it until, I don't know, like the fourth quarter is when they fell. It all started in that game when the kicker, who looked like he was 12, okay, I'm old. I'm 58 years old, so the kicker looked like he was 12, okay? That just means I'm getting old. I enjoyed seeing Harrison Butker kick. I never noticed before, but he like leans back. He leans back, and then he tells the placeholder, okay, I'm ready. And then he kicks. Never noticed that before until I saw him warming up for the game. It was great. I always joke that, you know what? I would rather be kicked in the Netherlands by Harrison Buckner repeatedly than do this or that. I say that. I used to say Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey is the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. I used to say that. I used to say his name. But after the BS, I mean, Harrison Buckner goes to a Catholic college. Harrison Butt Kerr goes to a Catholic college and says it's great to have children and have a family, and then he's attacked by leftist idiots for that? I mean, come on. You're supposed to be Catholic. I mean, it's such a shame. You know, I was raised Catholic. Never felt anything for the Catholic Church. Never felt close to Jesus until I went into the church by myself and kneeled in the first pew and looked up at Jesus on the cross. That was the only time I felt close to Jesus as a Catholic. And then when I was 19, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And then I spent the most of my life wandering aimlessly in the wilderness. As you know, if you've listened to the show before, if you've listened to the Stephen Roy podcast over the years, like Lenny from Puerto Rico, or Austin, or Joe, all of my many listeners that listen to the podcast, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. They know that I've traveled all over this nation, always looking for a better job, a better place to live. And guess what? I was never happy. I was never happy. It wasn't until I went back to church here in West Texas that I realized, you know what? That joy doesn't come from stuff. It doesn't come from money. That's why 90% of lottery winners lose every dime. That's why celebrities, athletes, actors, you know, singers, they lose their money, go bankrupt, because they're trying to use money to replace whatever's missing in their life. I got a newsflash, another newsflash, lots of newsflashes from your Uncle Stephen. My joy and happiness only comes from God. Now sure, you could be with somebody that makes you unhappy. But you know, I discovered early in relationships that you can't make someone happy. You can make them unhappy, but you can't make them happy if they're an unhappy person. Haven't you seen people like that? Always unhappy. And I know it's probably wrong for me to enjoy the liberal tears. All the breakdowns from President Trump winning. I know I shouldn't enjoy that. I know I shouldn't. But it's kind of like, you know, when you see someone trip on the sidewalk, you don't want them to get hurt, but you can't help but laugh. You can't help it. It's kind of like that video. You ever see that video that went viral years ago? There's like this guy, and he's got like the Arab white dress on, and then the turban thingy on, and he's on one of those hoverboard. It's not, it's wheeled, but they call it a hoverboard. You ever seen one of those? So he's going down the road in the hoverboard, and then all of a sudden he trips and falls. Boom! And he's vaporized in a cloud of an explosion cloud, right? Because he had a freaking bomb vest on. That's why. I mean, that was funny. Yes, he's dead. He was blown up by his own bomb. But it's still funny. Falls off the hovercraft. Falls off the hoverboard and then, you know, eats it. A hovercraft is something totally different. It's kind of like a hydrofoil. I've never been, or maybe I have been on a hydrofoil. I was going to say I've never been on a hydrofoil, but it seems like I was like at the SeaWorld somewhere. I don't know if it was Florida or somewhere, and was on a hydrofoil. It was a trip. Very smooth. Anywho, I'm digressing. So let's go to see what's on the X. So I thank God for President Trump winning. I thank God for Senator Cruz winning, for them keeping the Senate. Do you know, here we are, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they still haven't called many congressional races for the House of Representatives. You know why? Because they're trying to flip it. They're trying to flip it in places like Arizona stand. They were trying to flip it so Carrie Lake doesn't win in Arizona stand. They were trying to flip the House in California. And that's disgusting. You create enough fake ballots so you can take the House of Representatives, so there's an imbalance of power, just so you can, you know, maintain your ridiculous efforts to kill us all, to destroy this nation. Do you think it's a mystery that they destroyed the energy industry? Let me tell you something. I think Elon Musk is awesome. I think him buying X probably saved the world. Didn't probably save the world. It saved the world because it was being censored, just like Bookface. So I saw Elon Musk on Joe Rogan. Great interview. You need to watch it. And he was talking about how great electric cars are. Now, that's the same Elon that 10 years ago said that if we all had electric cars, electricity generation would have to increase tenfold. That means there would have to be 10 times the amount of electric generation that we have today. Now, mind you, leftist idiots don't want you to dam up a river for hydroelectric power, which is the cleanest renewable resource there is. No, no. They want you to build solar plants that actually heat the atmosphere when you have a solar farm and reflect so much sunlight it heats the atmosphere, creating global warming. They want you to build wind turbines that kill millions of birds. Even Elon said, you know what's out, you know, Elon and Joe said this. You know what's around the bottom of a wind turbine? A bird graveyard. They can't avoid it. That thing is spinning. If they fly through it, they're dead. They're dead. Those wind turbine blades are like 300 feet long. I've seen them transported through the hub city on railroad cars. It takes like three or four railroad cars to actually transport one blade, which is probably way more efficient than trying to transport it across the country. I've seen them transported on a flatbed. It hangs off the back by like 100 feet. I've seen them transported through way south of Lubbock. I would just call it in the South Plains. So in the rural South Plains, I've seen them move these blades like around a corner. So when it goes on around a corner, it has to go like this, right? You can't bend the blade. So it's got this little truck in the back. So the semi's in the front, little truck in the back. And the little truck goes around the corner, just like that. It's crazy. Now, one thing I see a lot on, so here we go. Let me go back to the top. I don't know what happened. I clicked the wrong button again. But I love the Babylon Bee. I see lots of stuff that's so funny on the Babylon Bee. It's hilarious. So Maricopa County, that's in Arizona, Stan. Maricopa County's recorder has a deposition transcript that shows his desire to make life hell for Kerry Lake, and I quote, calls himself anti-MAGA in text messages. Now he's counting the votes in Senator Lake's Senate race. So they're trying to defeat Kerry Lake for spite. The Hobbit, who stole the governor's race in 22, is a criminal. That's right, you heard me say that. The Hobbit is a criminal. She is. When she was sworn in on the Bible, do you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States? That was the Hobbit. And I quote, she sounded more like Gollum. I'm telling you. I see funny stuff all the time here in the Babylon Bee, which is hilarious. Democrats admit President Trump actually won in 2020 and is now unable to serve his third term. You want your cake and eat it too, huh, Democrats? This is a satire website. If you didn't know, the Babylon Bee is satire. That means it's not real, but it's hilarious. You know? Can you see them saying that?
Well, he can't be president because he won in 2020. We admit it now, 4 years later.
I can totally see that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're only allowed to serve two terms as president in the United States. So, that's just hilarious.
Can't serve a third term, he won.
Juanita Broderick posted this. This video has 7 million views and 1.3 million likes on TikTok. Trump's campaign will go down in history as the most iconic presidential campaign either. Then they talked about Wiggy James, that she should go to jail. What do you think? I said Wiggy James' blatant disregard for the actual law is criminal. Criminal. She should take the po-po perp walk to the pokey. Federal employees are reporting that a FEMA official in the Bribin, Cackle and Cammy administration told them to ignore conservative hurricane victims. One said it felt wrong to discriminate against Trump supporters when they were at their most vulnerable. How do you like that? This was reported by Senator John Kennedy. So listen to that. FEMA officials. Imagine this. Imagine this. FEMA officials, if they found out that a hurricane victim in Georgia, western North Carolina, where my family lives in North Georgia and in western North Carolina, if they found out, I know this is an old vest, if they found out that you support President Trump, they were ordered to not give you any help. That is criminal. Now let's reverse the roles. Let's say now that President Trump is back in office and there's a hurricane. And they said, hey, ignore leftist idiots. If they've got a Bribin or Cackling Cammy sticker on their car, you don't help them. Can you imagine the S-storm that would happen because of that? It would be nonstop forever. It's just the craziest S I've ever heard of. Lots of funny memes going around now. Hilarious videos. Hilarious. Like I saw one of, it's all AI, obviously, but it shows all these leftist idiots crying, right? It shows Obama. It shows Cammy. Shows Bribin. It's hilarious. And President Trump is playing the guitar. Rocking out. Yeah, playing the guitar. It's so great. So look at this. Here we go. Here's a great meme. Yeah, this is going to be my last shift. I got my old job back last night. Shows President Trump making French fries. The social media, and I'm talking about X. X is the reason President Trump got reelected. Yes, obviously a lot more than just X. Newsmax should be congratulated for President Trump being elected. Now, I think this is near Yucaipa, where my brother and my dad used to live. My brother still lives in the area. But there was always Trump signs on the overpass. And it says, Trump. Here's what it says. Trump is your daddy again. Trump wins. The hoe lost. That's what it says on this overpass. I'm pretty sure this is on Interstate 10 near Yucaipa. Pretty sure that's where that is. And I think it's great. But anyway, it says it's in San Bernardino. Spotted in San Bernardino, California. I can't think where that is in San Bernardino unless it's going up Cajon Pass. Lulu posted this, which I think is great. Ken Paxton would make a kick AAG. He would. He's been great for Texas. He doesn't take no S. And this was a great video. You'll have to check it out. I post lots of videos on at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. Lots of great things. Here's Scary Face. I said Scary Face. Scary Face was sad after the election. I said Scary Face Pelosi is the definition of term limits. And so is the turtle. The turtle and Paul Rhino are both rhinos that did not help President Trump in his first term. Half of his first term was spent with the House and Senate. And he still couldn't get stuff done. That's because they're not American patriots. They're rhinos. What's a rhino? Republican in name only. And that's what they were. Julie posts this. Great question. Explain why Jack Smith, or as I call him, Jackie Spittle, burned through an estimated $50 million in 2 years to pursue President Trump. He should face an investigation into prosecutorial misconduct, selective prosecution, tampering with evidence, which they did, and withholding discovery. That means not giving information to the defense. I said Jackie Spittle needs the popo perp walk to the pokey. Now, the Florida case was thrown out because Jackie Spittle was not even appointed by Congress to be special counsel. He was just propped up by this leftist slide house. Jackie Spittle was our lawyer in The Hague. If you don't know what The Hague is, in The Hague, The Hague is a town in the Nederlands, in the Netherlands, in Holland. And The Hague is where the International Criminal Court is. Now, Jackie Spittle was our lawyer in The Hague. He paid off witnesses of tens of thousands of your dollars to prosecute cases there. So that's what a criminal he is. Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling down through stuff. FBI senior executives are left shell-shocked over the Trump victory. They're scrambling to retire ASAP. I have friends at the Bureau telling me that no less than 50 senior executives, or SES, are scrambling to retire from the FBI. Former FBI whistleblower George Hill said. And then here's an article that says FBI senior execs are left shell-shocked over the Trump victory and scrambling to retire ASAP. I said, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Christopher Rain Man, the head of the FBI. Bye-bye, bye-bye. You and your brown shirts are criminals for arresting American patriots and imprisoning them for trespassing. That's a misdemeanor. And you imprison them in solitary confinement for 4 years? You're a criminal. They have done their best to destroy American patriots for being anywhere in 50 miles. Like, people that weren't even there have been prosecuted. And what was their crime? Supporting President Trump. I S you not. Do you really think one supporter of Cackling Cammy is going to be prosecuted? If you really believe that, I have a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you. Because it ain't going to happen. Unless you're doing criminal activities. Here was a great video with Elon. If you haven't seen the Elon interview on Joe Rogan, you need to see it. Why did J-Lo support Cackling Cammy? I'll tell you why. She was Diddy's girlfriend. She's on the Diddy list. Do you not know? Do you think that J-Lo did not know that Diddy was drugging and taking advantage of young men? I mean, can you imagine all the stuff that happened in their freak-offs? And Cackling Cammy was there. Lots of celebrities were there. Mal Obama. I don't know for sure Cackling Cammy was there, but I know Mal Obama and Michael were there. Bathhouse Barry and Michael were there. So, if you wondered why all these celebrities were supporting Cackling Cammy, it's because they're implicated in the Diddy stuff. Oh, they prosecuted Diddy. You know what he probably told all of his family and friends? Hey, I didn't kill myself. If something happens to me, I didn't kill myself. Here's a funny bit of information. Tim Walz's own family, that's Tampon Timmy the Pedo, didn't even vote for him. That's right. The Walz family did not vote for Tampon Timmy. Now his own district didn't vote for him. He's a weird, strange weirdo. Good riddance. That's what Sherry said, and Sherry's right. So Tampon Timmy loses to President Trump in his own home county as Minnesota shifts sharply to the right. His own family and his hometown did not vote for him. The rocks and cows have spoken. That's funny. President-elect Donald Trump lost Minnesota overall, but he won in the home county of Democratic vice presidential candidate Tampon Timmy, marking a notable rightward shift in the state. Well, I got a news flash for you. Do you really think President Trump lost Minnesota, Stan? I mean, come on. What do we say on this show? And others, you probably heard this. We have to make it too big to rig. And Americans came out in force. And God bless you for coming out to vote. People came out to vote that never even voted before. In the millions. So I don't want to hear no BS from the left when President Trump won the popular vote by millions. As he did in 2020. Yes, he did win his third election. Yes, he did. Did you hear about that Trump was arrested for beating two women? Killary and Cackling Cammy. Trump arrested for beating two women. That is just too funny. And here is the leftist idiot child, AOC, going ape S. I mean, you're an idiot. If you actually believe any of this BS they're saying, they're going to be pulling you out of your home and killing you if you support a Cackling Cammy. Are you insane? The trans women and men are going to get killed. They're going to end gay marriage. Are you high? Did you know that abortion? I was talking to a gentleman this week. A fellow colleague who works for a contractor. He did not know that abortion is not illegal in the state of Texas. It's not. Abortion is not illegal in the state of Texas. By overturning Roe versus Wade, that goes back to the states. The states decide. In the state of Ohio, where Vice President J.D. Vance is from, they voted to support abortion. They were going to have an abortion limitation law like what is here in Texas. Texas does not, abortion is not illegal. Late term abortion is illegal. You can get an abortion in Texas. You just cannot get a late term abortion. Now, I live in a city that's a sanctuary city for the unborn. So you can't get an abortion here. But you can go to the town next door and get an abortion. You can go to Leveland or Plainview. You can go anywhere else. You can go to Amarillo. That's only 2 hours away. And you can have an abortion. You just can't have one here. That's all. And you know why that happened? I'll tell you why. And I've told you about this if you listen to the show before. It happened because Planned Parenthood built a clinic a stone's throw from Texas Tech University. Do you think that was a coinkydink that they built their clinic a block from Texas Tech University? No, it was not. It's so they could kill babies a block. And I don't know why nobody talks about the CEO that said, oh yeah, we sell baby parts. We sell baby parts. And she was happy about it. So I can get me a Lamborghini. And I quote, well, that's going to do it for me today on the Rumble video. Thank you so much for watching. You have a great day, a great week, a great evening, a great every day. Yes, now you have to. One last thing, wreck 'em, Tech. That's going to do it for the Rumble for today. We will continue the podcast. And I got some good music queued up for you since there's only 25 minutes left in our abbreviated podcast. I hated to do that this week, but it was either that or I didn't do one. So I will let the Dish Nuts know. Thank you so much for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thank you so much for watching, listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. As we receive, we agree. Amen.
Oh my God, RFD! cross over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and get clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds?
radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us.
His mercy is enough. His grace is sufficient. If you need it, forgiveness or healing, His mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our hope. The cross, it is spoken. Death is no more. Christ is the Lord. Oh, this is our hope. Yeah.
Keep the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me.
Power. we worship tonight, yeah. He's the same, he's the same. Oh, how I need you, yeah. How I need you. You freed the captives, you're freeing hearts right now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You touched the lepers, I feel your touch right now. You are the same.